Forrest, of course, you're just getting into the job as the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Just tell us a little bit about your background.
Great, Greg. Thanks for having me here this morning, and thanks for being here. We're off and running to a really neat start here in Phoenix this week, and a lot of energy in the air. My background, I'm originally from Uvalde, Texas, which is near the Mexico border, west of San Antonio. I was raised on a family diversified livestock operation, and it was a business that later expanded to focus on the retail meat market outlet that we had at one point in time, and that was focused all around marketing locally grown corn-fed beef and pork. I went from that childhood kind of grassroots family experience on to gain my education. My undergraduate degree was at Texas A&M University in animal science, and then I later went on to business school to earn my MBA in the Master's of Business Administration from the University of North Carolina. For the last 16, 17 years, I've been in a professional career focused within the animal health industry, and started with a company called Upjohn that later transitioned to pharmacy, and now is part of Pfizer Animal Health. But most recently, the last 5 years, I've been responsible for the beef marketing area of the business at Elanco Animal Health.
To say the least, you're hitting the ground running. For you, top priorities, what do you see as top priorities for NCBA?
Well, again, this is an industry that's going through a lot of challenge. Even the world we live in, a lot of the economic uncertainty that's in front of us in this country is definitely the same thing you would see within the beef industry. So all those challenges, we hope we see the opportunity on the backside of each of the challenges. Big three priorities for us are, number one, how do we continue to focus around protecting and growing demand for beef here domestically? And then number two, how do we then look outside our borders and grow U.S. beef exports? And that's a lot about market access and how we partner with groups like the Cattlemen's Beef Board and U.S. Meat Export Federation to make that happen. And then third and final is how do we focus on protecting and building a more favorable beef business climate here in the United States? Obviously, we have a brand new administration in Washington, D.C., so that would be the third area of focus. But at the end of the day, NCBA is an organization we hope is a catalyst for creating opportunities for profitability, not just now, but for future generations.
You look at the growth outside of the United States, specifically with Canada and Mexico, who have become some of our top players as far as exports, but yet we are seeing some trade problems with both countries too.
No doubt. We have to understand that trade is vital. And trading partners like Canada and Mexico, we have to make sure that we get that right, as well as what we're trying to do with market access into now Korea and in Japan. So it's vitally critical that we make sure that those trading partners are lined up with us and we're lined up with them.
Go ahead, Ron.
Tremendous challenges for the industry when it comes to dealing with some of the activist groups. What sort of a game plan do you see the industry needing to develop to effectively counter some of the challenges of the HSUS and PETA?
That's a really good question. Those are organizations that are well-founded, they're well-funded, and they have a lot of focus. So with that, I think first we have to back up, and this really begs to the question and to the ask that I have of the industry is, how do we continue to speak with one vision, with one plan, one budget, and one voice? And if we start with that in mind, then I think we will have the right prioritization and the right focus to be able to address a lot of these activist groups. At the end of the day, we need to continue to play offense. And what I mean by that is, how do we focus on our priorities and make sure that we manage the detractors that are out there? Because, again, they're well-funded and they're well-organized. And if we have everyone engaged in this organization in the right way, I think we will have a much greater success of being successful against those activists.
How do you define who NCBA is in relationship to some of these more recent populist groups like RCAF, U.S. Cattlemen, that have come on the scene?
Well, I'm learning a lot more about those organizations as we speak. I've only been here about 5 days and naturally still drinking from a fire hose. But what I can say is that we want to partner. We want to partner with organizations that are focused on this outcome. And that is that we want to partner in a way that we serve as that catalyst that I referenced earlier. And that catalyst is all about how we create opportunities for profitability and growth, not just for now, but again for the foreseeable future and especially for the generations to come. And so every way that we can align with any organization, like our relationship with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, our relationship with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, to again focus on one vision, one plan, one budget, and speak with one voice.
New thing that is actually kicking off at this convention, this young cattlemen's group that is within NCBA. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's a great initiative. Andy Grossetta, our outgoing president, has been very actively involved in how we focus on youth education and leadership development. The YPC, the Young Producers Council, is focused on individuals between the ages of 18 and 35, and it's just an incredible opportunity for young folks of that age group to be able to become actively involved with NCBA. I think they will be able to enhance not only their education and their knowledge about the beef industry, but they'll have a great opportunity to build a lot of relationships and at the end of the day develop leadership skills. Those will be the people sitting around the board of directors meetings here in the years to come, and we want to help develop them as we go along this journey.
Your greatest hope for this organization?
My greatest hope for this organization comes right back to the word catalyst. I want to be a part of a team. I want to be a part of the team that helps to provide that catalyst for creating opportunities for profitability. That's something that if I go back to my grassroots experience, I understand in a very personal way what it's like to go through these times of economic uncertainty. And that's my biggest hope, is that we as an organization can rally again around this one vision, one plan, one budget, and one voice in a way that we have the outcome, and that outcome is creating opportunities for profitability for future generations.